Hi, this is Charles, and you're listening to the Daily News in Review for August 31st, 2002. Stick around here, we've got the cutting edge for you on the latest news and all the insights that come with linking to other websites that have a whole lot more information that I'm going to tell you about. Also on this site, www.democraticfundamentalism.org, we've got all kinds of information for you. So cruise around the site, listen to the news, appreciate the music, and have some fun. So anyway, I want to plug James Taylor's album, October Road. It's a great album. I recommend everybody pick it up, listen to it, read the lyrics, and, you know, you always get something good out of it. James, I don't know where you get the information you get, but I know we could build it real quick. I'm a little out of shape, but 10 days is all I need. A couple of good musicians, and we're ready to roll. Let's get into the news now. At the Earth Summit for Sustainable Development, which is questionable at this point, Russia has stated that it may not be in the position to ratify the Kyoto Accord, which of course threatens the existence of the treaty. Not to mention our environment, Russia's reasons seem to be in line with the Bush administration's position, and that would be that such ratification would require a greater amount of financial stimulus and expansion. Remember, Russia's trying to fit into the mold of capitalism too, and so is China, to an extent, and the business world is greatly in charge of allowing or disallowing any measures that would cost them any more than absolutely necessary. Define necessary. Imagine it. A world of automated factories, highly efficient productivity, empowerment of greater profits for those corporations in charge, and thus a more stable stock market. Only it seems like something is missing in the equation, and I think it's people. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. People. All poisoned by the wastes of those highly profitable few corporations in a situation I call corporate socialism. Think about it. I guess they can clone us too, though, after getting the New World Order built, like they seem to want to do to repopulate the planet with cloned animals after global warming, drought, and pestilence run their course. Let me tell you something. When I say it's of biblical proportions, I'm not joking around at all. You ought to check it out for yourself. By the way, the European Union criticized the United States for failing to adopt the Kyoto Accord, as well as for more basic environmental and fiscal policies. And there was criticism of failure to reach deals between rich and poor nations on a range of issues, which hosts South Africa wants to help end what it calls global apartheid. Meanwhile, United States Undersecretary of State Paula Dobrianski, leader of the U.S. delegation, told the conference, "No nation has made a greater contribution and a more concrete commitment to sustainable development." Dude, I don't know if you ever noticed that. When the Bush administration makes an announcement, you know, like when they say that somebody else is doing something, the fact is they're doing what they're accusing everybody else of. It's an old propaganda ploy to cause you to sort of be misdirected on what they're doing. Anyway, Claude Martin, he's the director general of the pressure group WWF International. He says negotiations have fallen off dramatically short of the kinds of commitments that would ensure a sustainable future for our planet and the people who live on it. He went on to say the economic interests of the rich are being put before people and the environment. That's new. All the while, an agreement to protect diminishing fish stocks has been reached, but some environmentalists are questioning whether the deal can be enforced against pirate trawlers, while other disputes between rich and poor states over aid and trade will go on to continue throughout the 10-day meeting in South Africa. Many protesters are upset at George W. Bush because of his refusal to attend the summit, so many of them carrying anti-U.S. banners, including one which branded the United States as the United States of Aggression. Think about that. Tens of thousands of demonstrators are expected to march on the Earth Summit in South Africa on Saturday in expected 17 separate protests. Back home in the United States, the West Nile virus is still taking its toll. This last week alone, reported cases have gone up 62%. That's according to the CDC. 555 people in the U.S. have been affected, 25 of them fatally. One person has died in Canada. The virus is supposed supposed to peak in mid-September, and Easterners are hoping that it doesn't turn into a problem of biblical proportions. Key word there is hoping. Members of the U.S. Congress have stated they'd like to be included in planning for the invasion of Iraq. Imagine that, silly congressman. The Bush administration, of course, has stated that they don't need Congress's approval. However, Senator Robert Byrd, a Democrat from West Virginia, told CNN's Judy Woodruff that he's checked with numerous attorneys, and they say that Bush does not, in fact, have the legal authority to make the determination to invade Iraq without the approval of Congress. And what New Patriot Byrd said was that the Bush administration needs to stop reading the polls and instead should try reading the Constitution. Way to go, Senator. I couldn't agree more. Meanwhile, as nation after nation voices its concerns over the aggressive attitude of the United States, exemplified by Dick Cheney's recent speeches, to make things even more complicated, the U.S. military carried out 5 bombing raids on Iraqi military facilities in the last week. They don't want you to know this, but we already have military bases all over the place around Iraq. In San Mateo, California, $500,000 worth of emergency supplies were destroyed by an arson fire. That fire is still under investigation. You might want to remember some time back George Bush decided to limit the importation of foreign steel. Well, that decision was in direct violation of agreements with the World Trade Organization. Remember the WTO. We were all in favor of that. Well, it's now given its okay to the European Union to impose approximately $40 billion in tariffs on U.S. products. Bush says he's disappointed. I bet he is. Remember Anderson Accounting? Soon it will, in fact, be a distant memory. They'll be closing their doors, leaving some 85,000 employees out of work. This as approximately 8,000 more unemployment claims were filed in this last week. Not very good news, given that it's Labor Day weekend, after all. In entertainment, like I said, if you buy James Taylor's new CD, it's really great. It's called October Road. It's online at www.jamestaylor.com. Go up there and buy it, and you'll have an opportunity to win an autographed guitar. He's also screening part of his current concert tour, that on pay-per-view. Bruce Springsteen's newest is called The Rising. That can be found at www.brucespringsteen.net. And, of course, you can find it in all the tape and CD stores out there all over the world. Movies you'll want to check out include A Walk to Remember, Great Love Story, Simone, starring Al Pacino, and City by the Sea, with Robert De Niro. That's a wrap for now. This is democraticfundamentalism.org. My name is Charles, and you've been listening to the Daily News in Review.